Mac, I don't know how nerdy you get with this. I know we've had our conversations. Bob, I know you kind of enjoy this because you like to see where other names fit on the list, but passing odds leaders for the NFL this year. When it comes to the quarterback position, it's no doubt or no secret who's number one in the favorites. I believe Patrick Mahomes is plus 500 to lead the NFL in passer yards.
Ooh.
Out of these next few names, do you think there's anybody that could absolutely be a dark horse or somebody that you would take over Mahomes? Second best odds, CJ Stroud, plus 600.
No.
Okay. Dak Prescott.
Who?
Yes. Dak Prescott plus 650.
No.
No.
Jared Goff plus 800.
No.
Also with plus 800, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, he did it last year.
And then after that, Joe Burrow, plus 850. You have more belief in Joe Burrow to be a comeback player of the year and lead the league in passing, or do you have more belief in CJ Stroud to have a better sophomore year than he had a freshman year and lead the league in passing?
I got to be honest with you. I think Tua is the second best one on that list just because of the weapons that he has. You got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Those are speed burners. You're getting yards in chunks. So to me, you know, CJ Stroud's going to be a great bet. Everybody loves CJ Stroud. Dak Prescott, you know, the zombie Cowboy fans will bet on him because they think he's good. Jared Goff is a dark horse in all of this because we've talked about Jared Goff now for a while and nobody ever talks about Jared Goff. Like, he's always the forgotten son. He's like, oh yeah, that's right, that guy plays in the NFL. And then Tua, I think Tua is the one on that list that if I'm not taking Patrick Mahomes, I would bet on Tua to lead the league in passing. The Joe Burrow one is very interesting, but the wrist injury is going to be there for me. Like, is he going to be able to make it through the season? Is he going to be able to sling it? I know he's got good wide receivers, but if that wrist is barking, is he going to be able to get it out there and get it to these receivers? So that's where I'm looking at it from. So I think by my deductive reasoning, and Mac, you're like, yeah, brioche. I think to me, Tua is the guy who I would bet if I'm not taking Patrick Mahomes.
If you take the same strategy with Tua with his options, I mean, I would look at C.J. Stroud having Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and Stephon Diggs as a very viable triple threat. Burrow, like you said, it's the wrist, and if the wrist is
fine. And don't forget A-Chain, too, coming out of the backfield. I mean, those are chunk yardages, you know? I mean, like, I don't know. Miami's got good pieces around it. My concern with Miami is if it goes south, will they be able to get it back? I'm not sold on their defense. I'm not 100% sold on Tua either, but he's got such great weapons around him, and I think he can get him the ball unless he's playing against the Chiefs.
Goff's interesting, too, because now they have year two of like a three-headed monster that they finally put together with Laporta and Amara St. Brown and Jameis Williams out there.
Jahmyr Gibbs now.
And Jahmyr Gibbs is there as well. So, like, they've kind of, like, really built that offense to be the next level up. But I think if I had to take Patrick Mahomes out of the equation and give two picks, I would say it's probably Burrow and C.J. Stroud. Just because I like what they can do, and I know that Burrow is just, I don't know if he's 50% healthier than he was last year. He could just absolutely get out there with Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and their last hurrah. Uh-huh. But Goff, obviously, having the three-headed monster with what we've just mentioned with an honorable mention at Gibbs, and CJ having Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Joe Mixon, and you know they're going to try to set the world on fire and try to take their offense up. But the concern with Burrow, that I have to be honest with, is the risk. The concern with CJ Stroud is the sophomore season. That video is now out there.
And is Stephon Diggs any good anymore?
Or is he willing to accept a smaller role?
And is he a cooler? Does he get into these locker rooms and he becomes that pain in the ass that nobody wants to deal with? Like, he ran his course in Minnesota.
For sure.
He's run his course in Buffalo, and now he's in Houston. Do you expect him to be any different than he was in those other two places where it's great for a hot minute, and then he's trying to, you know, work his way out and find something else?
He's got a bag on the way. That's the reason I think Diggs may keep his mouth shut. I think, you know, you got Burrow at plus 850. The odds take a big jump. I could interest you in Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford's
plus
another good one, too. But Puka Nacua got hurt the other day in practice. And he's such a big part of what they do.
Yeah.
A year ago, nobody knew who Puka Nacua was. And then he had the year that he did. And you're like, oh, my God, he's hurt. What are they going to do out there? The Matthew Stafford at plus 1400 is a very interesting one. And that's one if you want to just take a flyer. You got a couple of extra bucks sitting around, like 10, 15. 20 bucks or something like that. Throw that on Matthew Stafford because at plus 1400, that's a great return on investment right there.
10 to win 140, or I guess 130 when you get your money back.
Yeah.
Speaking of other odds, odds on the Chiefs wins after five games. Zero wins is plus 4,000.
You taking that?
No. No.
That should be a lot higher than plus 4,000, really? Right? Don't you think that should be like plus 25 yeah. million? I'd throw a dollar on that if it was plus 25
million. I'd buy that for a dollar. One win is putting your money, Bob.
That's right.
At plus 550.
Mm-hmm.
Two wins, plus 325. Four wins, plus 200. Three wins seems to be the odds on favorite to be 3-2 in their first five games
mm-hmm.
is plus 180. So if you had to make a safe bet outside of your plus 555 win bet, you put them at 4 or 3 wins.
I would say the safe bet is probably 4 wins. They're beating Baltimore. They're beating Cincinnati. They're beating the Falcons. They're beating the Chargers. So I got them at 5. Yeah, 5.
So Bob's going to put two units down on plus 550.
Who are they losing to? Tell me, like, you go game by game. Do you think they're losing to the Ravens?
There's a chance, obviously.
There's a chance.
Do you think they're losing? Are you going to bet money on the Chiefs to lose to Baltimore?
No, I'm going to take the Chiefs money line.
Okay. Are you going to bet money on the Chiefs to lose to Cincinnati?
No.
No, I'm going to take the Chiefs spread.
Are you betting on them to lose to Atlanta?
Yes.
You are.
That's the hiccup game.
That's the hiccup game too. The Chargers, are you betting them on that?
No.
No. Even though that one's in LA, right? Or is it here?
No, it's there.
It's there. Yeah.
Are you betting on the Saints to beat the Chiefs in week 5?
No.
Heck no.
Sunday night football game, or Monday night football game, though, which is an interesting
Derek
one.
Derek Carr, Saints, baby.
Right? Derek Carr, Tyron Matthew.
Ooh, yeah. You know,
Tyron comes back to Kansas City, the whole type of thing.
Caleb Saunders.
Like, oh, there's another one. Yes, got to welcome him back. So
Sorensen. They've actually got a lot of Chiefs.
Is Sorensen still on the team?
I don't know if he's still on the team. Let me see.
I feel like his lifespan in the NFL is probably up, but the New Orleans Saints. So you would bet 4 wins. See, I think what the general public is looking at right now, and this is how these folks, you know, come up with the odds and whatnot. I think for the majority of the general public, they're looking at those first two games against the Ravens and Bengals, and most of the general public is probably thinking to themselves, the Chiefs will split, right? They'll win one, they'll lose one in that gauntlet of their first two games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think most people are going to go into that first five games with the minimum of one loss. So I think you're going to see a lot of money put on the 4 wins and the 3 wins for the Chiefs. I think that's kind of where it makes the most sense. I would take the 5 because I go game by game. I'm not picking them to lose to the Ravens. They're not beating the Chiefs. The Bengals aren't beating the Chiefs. That's revenge. I like Kirk Cousins a lot. I like Raheem Morris a lot. I don't know about the Falcons right now. I can't pick the Falcons to beat the Chiefs. Chargers are going to be a dumpster fire. And then, of course, the New Orleans Saints will probably be looking for a new coach at the end of the season. So I've got them at 5-0 going into that bye week, which comes way too early this year. But for me, it actually works out perfect.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's an egregious early bye week.
Yeah.
When in the last, 5 years they've had it in week 10 or later.
Yeah, like way later in the season. That's kind of when you want it. You want it later in the season, you know?
Going for a three-peat. Guess what? Yeah. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Willie Gay's down there as well in New Orleans.
There's another former
chief. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorensen is a free agent. But yeah, all those others still there.
So he's done playing football. Dan
Sorensen will not be signing with anybody at this point in time.
And is James Kilgore going to play?
Yeah, that's right. Dan.
Yeah, Dan Kilgore. Mm-hmm. That's how much it matters. I don't know. I think 5-0 is the sexy bet because it's plus 550. But I think I'm safe with plus 200 with 4 wins, but I probably just wouldn't even bet that. I just take Chiefs money line every single Sunday.
Yeah.
You're going to go 14-3. You're going to win. You're going to net money that way.
Have you seen the people who are like, I don't think there is anybody that have like bet against the White Sox for the last 21 days?
It's like $300,000.
Is that what it's up
to
now?
If you fade the White Sox every single time, take like the other team's money
line. Just take the money line of the opposition. Now, that's obviously going to run out soon.
That's a total winning of like everyone who's faded the White Sox.
Yeah, a lot of money out there, man.
It's like the stock market. When you get out, the sock market.
Yeah, the sock market. I like that.
You want to get in?
When's the time to get out of the sock market?
I've been here since loss number 7 in a row.
Let it ride, baby. Let it ride.
And then, the day you bet on them, they win. You're like, I hate the White Sox.
Come on, they're playing Oakland, too. Like, you're betting Oakland versus the Chicago White Sox. Like, how do you pick anybody? Oakland wins 5-1 last night.
Define gambling degenerate. That's the
betting
definition.
Oakland, Chicago.